Studio 360.
We love hearing people's stories about works of art, paintings and fiction, but also songs and movies and buildings that have changed people's lives. And that's all for our series that we call Aha Moments. Like the story we heard from Laura Preftis, who listens to the show on KUOW in Seattle. By the time she was in her 30s, she had had her share of failed romances. Then she met a guy at work named John.
For some reason, we had this dead rose that sat on our front desk. And he asked, like, what's with the dead rose? We're like, well, it's not really dead, it's just dried. And one day he came in and he replaced the rose with another fresh rose. It was just really sweet. And then we got to talking and got to dating.
Eventually, things got very serious, for better and for worse. John proposed, they got married 4 days later, and not very long after their wedding, John was diagnosed with lung cancer. Laura dealt with that news alongside John's grown son, Scott.
It was stage four, and we couldn't keep him calm, and we eventually had to take him into the hospital. And we were with him in the hospital, and finally his friend Dick said, go home, just get some rest, and we went home. And we both knew, this is Scott and I, we both knew that he would die that night because he wouldn't die with us in the room. He wouldn't want to do that to us. He just did not want to hurt us. Oh, God, that first year was so, I always describe it as surreal. It felt so surreal. I didn't want to feel it. I didn't want to cry. I did not want to feel it. And so I just kind of went through the motions. I mean, I went back to work. I, you know, went out with friends. I went to a grief support group. I did all these things. But at night, in particular, when I was home, it was just so lonely. So the way I would distract myself is with TV. Just laying in bed, flipping through the channels. My dogs would be on the bed with me. Girl, I wanted to see you. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was 2 hours of reruns every night.
You will find them and cut out their hearts one by one.
And so I'd watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Sex in the City.
Are you thinking about sleeping with him?
No.
And whatever else was on TV.
Lighten up on the boundary talk.
And what I remember was I saw the commercial.
They're enchanting. Breathtaking. Witching sisters.
And I remember the tagline, there's a little witch in all of us.
A little witch in all of us.
And I loved that tagline. And I thought that was funny. And I thought, oh, why not? Let's watch it. It, you know, seemed like a really good diversion. Practical Magic is this movie about these beautiful but cursed witches.
For more than 200 years, we Owens women have been blamed for everything that has ever gone wrong in this town.
The movie stars Sandra Bullock.
I hope I never fall in love. I hope I never fall in love.
And Nicole Kidman.
I can't wait to fall in love.
As the two beautiful but cursed witches. And the curse is that
any man who gets involved with an Owens woman
is doomed to die an untimely death. So in the first part of the movie, Sally, Sandra Bullock, as a little child, decides to create a spell for herself never to fall in love because she doesn't want to go through heartbreak.
What are you doing?
Summoning up a true love spell. But you never wanted to fall in love. What's the point? The guy I dreamed up doesn't exist. And if he doesn't exist, I'll never die of a broken heart.
But her aunts decide to meddle with it.
Just a little push.
And so she meets this a guy named Michael, and she falls in love, and they get married. But, of course, she is an Owens woman, so the first scene that really got to me was after he dies. Sandra Bullock goes to her aunts and asked them to bring him back from the dead.
It was the curse, wasn't it?
brought him into my life. Now I want you to bring him back. Bring him back!
And, of course, they won't do that.
We don't do that.
Because he would be something dark, dark and unnatural.
And unnatural.
As they say.
I don't care what he comes back as long as he comes back.
And she's just begging.
Please do this for me.
And she's, of course, so distraught.
Please.
And she's just crying. And she's like, please, 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 please bring him back. I want him back. And that just devastated me because I'm like, it's those exact words that I was saying to myself this whole time after John died. I kept saying, I just want him back. And I'm just sitting there, I'm just crying and crying and crying, all the crying I'm trying to avoid. Earlier in the movie, there's this scene where Sally starts hearing the Death Watch beetle ticking, which is the harbinger of the imminent death of the Owens lover. And she starts to freak out because she knows what this means. She knows that her husband's going to die. And so she starts pulling up the floorboards.
No.
She's, you know, just desperately pulling one up, pulling another. Then she hears the ticking going somewhere else, and she pulls it up, and you see the floorboards are just piled up, and there's like this gaping hole, and the Death Watch beetle is still ticking. And it's just like what I did. First, there was the experimental drug, and we were really, really hoping the experimental drug would work. And then there was some old standard treatments, as they called it, and they didn't work. And then we get this herbal infusion from China. And of course, you know, that doesn't work. And it just keeps ticking. I went out and bought the movie. And I was in a widow support group. And I don't think I really ever cried in the widow support group. But I'd watched this movie. And I would cry every time. and I could cry in the safe environment for me, and I could get this grief out of me. Sally, at the end, what happens is that she finds love, and the curse is broken.
Was it our joint hands that finally lifted Maria's curse? I'd like to think so.
Of course, it's a Hollywood movie, and it has that happy ending. But again, I can resonate with Sally because I found love again. About 2.5 years after John died, I met my current husband, Jim, and we've been married now 11 years. And, you know, of course, was a little bit nervous getting on the air with you guys today. And I said, well, I want to watch the movie again. I want to have a fresh memory of the film, even though I've seen it a zillion times. And I looked at him, I said, Jim, you probably don't want to watch it, right? He's like, no, I'll watch it. And so we sat on the couch and we watched the movie. And he held my hand during the more pivotal grief scenes. And then when it got to the second half of the movie with all the silliness and demon possessions and everything, he would just look at me and roll his eyes.
That story was produced by Tommy Bazarian. Is there some piece of entertainment or art that prompted an aha moment for you that really changed your trajectory or reshaped the way you looked at life? Tell us about it in an email or voice memo and send that to incoming@studio360.org. That's incoming@studio360.org.